Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Root, the Root, the Root's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please love it. Hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for War! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. Welcome to the show. Coming to you from the house that Root built here in Las Vegas and airing all over these United States on USA Radio Network. We're done with our Lindell Hour, and I just finished filming an hour ago my Real America's Voice TV show for Saturday. I'll be watching it as well as you. In other words, people go, well, you already know what they said, Wayne. No, I don't. I swear to you, when you do a TV show, you don't know what you said and you don't know what your guest said until you actually watch it. It goes by in a second. An hour went by in a second. And I interviewed President Trump, and that went by in a second. And I realized, you know, I'm an SOB, son of a butcher. And I get constant interviews with the former president of the United States, more than any other host in America. And I got to be really proud of that. I got to be honored. You know, only in America, a son of a butcher is a friend of the president and is a constant host interviewing the president. What an honor. It's just great. And I don't even get nervous about it anymore. I remember the first few times I was really nervous. And I don't get nervous. And I'm never nervous on the radio for anything or anyone. But I got nervous just because I wanted the interview to work. I was afraid, like, mechanically, technically, it wouldn't work. You know, you'd say hello and there'd be nobody there. So you have to always be nervous. Is it going to happen? You've advertised it. You've promoted it. What if it doesn't happen? What if he gets sick? What if there's a national emergency? What if they come into Mar-a-Lago and arrest him and take him out in handcuffs? He's not there to do the interview. I mean, I told everyone I was interviewing the president. So you get nervous. Is it going to be an interview? But now I've done so many of them, I don't even get nervous anymore. I was so relaxed today interviewing the president. It was scary. It was like I was talking to my wife, my buddy. It was really funny. And that's the last three times, I think. Yeah, I've interviewed him like eight times in the last year and a half. The last three, no nervous at all. So when it gets to the point where you're not nervous about interviewing the former president of the United States, who I think is the present, legitimate president of the United States, and should be the president of the United States, and we'd be in great shape instead of in horrible shape, and we wouldn't have censorship and banning and suspensions and the entire FBI against us all. My God. But when you get to the point where you're not nervous about interviewing the president, you know you've made it. You're doing pretty good. And by the way, you know how else I know I made it? My buddy Phil is listening. Phil is my rabbi. When your rabbi listens to your conservative talk show, you've made it. Phil, are you laughing? I hope you like that. He married me and Cindy. When your rabbi listens to your conservative talk show, you know you've made it. I've got everybody listening. I've got the President of the United States and I got my rabbi Phil, both listening to my talk show. Any second now, he's going to text me. Any second now, I know I'm going to see a text from Phil. But it's a great honor that that people listen to me and people care what I have to say. Ah, I see. Look, I see. He's about to text me. See, he sends smiley faces, laughing smiley faces to me. First of all, I see, and I mentioned this in the last hour. If you weren't with us, I'll mention it again. Flight cancellations surpassed 2,200 just by 4 o'clock Eastern today. So by 1 o'clock Vegas time, there were 2,200 flights canceled in a once in a generation winter storm battering the United States. So, you know, to all of you out there, I hope you're not traveling. And if you are traveling, I hope you get where you have to get to and you're not sleeping in the middle of an airport. And I hope you're not sleeping in some Motel 6 because the airport canceled your flight and you're stuck for 3 days at Christmas time. I pray all of you are safe and I pray you're warm. And I pray that you get to where you have to go in time for Christmas. It's like a movie. You know, you see movies where people are stuck in some sort of traffic or some sort of airport problem and they don't get to where they got to go for Christmas. And I hope and pray all of you are with your family at Christmas and with your kids at Christmas and with your parents at Christmas, because that's where people have to be and deserve to be and should be. And I hope you're safe. I really do. So when I was with Trump, if you didn't listen to the last hour, so many people listen to the whole show, but so many others listen to just 1 hour. So they don't get to hear something, some nugget I gave out in hour one or two. In hour one, I had Dick Morris as my guest, by the way. That was, I literally raced here right after interviewing President Trump. I just barely got here in time to get on the show and interview Dick Morris. But the revelations of my Trump interview, this is going to be a good one. This will be seen as a good one because I got him to open up about a bunch of things, right? And I got him to open up about Kevin McCarthy. Why would you ever support that guy? He's a loser. He sucks. And you'll hear what Trump has to say. And then when Trump defended supporting him, I said to Trump, you know, I've really got balls, right? I can even say that in front of my rabbi. I have balls. I've got New York Jewish balls. And so I just say whatever's on my mind, and I don't worry who I offend, including the President of the United States, who's my friend. And I said, you're defending a guy who badmouthed you behind your back. He stabbed you in the back. You know that, right? And Trump said, yeah, I know that. I'm aware. I know that. They all stab you in the back. It's the way it goes in Washington. I said, yeah. It's that famous saying, if you want a friend in Washington, buy a dog. That's what I said to Trump. So I understand. You think he sucks, but the next guy might suck even more. But that's not a reason to support somebody. I said that. And then I asked him about the Jew question, right? I'm a Jew. I believe in the Jewish people. I believe in the Jewish state of Israel. And I know you're the greatest president in history for the Jewish people. But the other people out there don't know that. They actually get brainwashed by the media. They think you don't like Jewish people. They think you hang out with Holocaust deniers. Do you have an answer for that? So he gave me an answer for that. I pushed him pretty hard. And then I brought up vaccines. I said, listen, I have a lot of fans who know that I don't believe in the vaccine. And I think the vaccine's hurting people and killing people. And you believe in the vaccine. And they don't understand how I could support you 110% and love you and think you're great, despite the fact we disagree on the vaccine. So I want to get you on record. Let me explain to people why I support you. You will never mandate the vaccine to anyone, right? And I got him on record. That's right, Wayne. I'm not mandating it to anyone. You will never mandate it to the military, right? You will never mandate it to children, right? And I'll leave that one as a total surprise what his answer was. Wait till you hear his answer about vaccinating children. You'll be shocked. It'll get him in trouble again. Because I always get him in trouble. Every interview I do with him, I get him in trouble. And the two of us make headlines around the United States and around the world. And I think his answer about vaccinating children will get him in trouble. And he's right, and I agree with him. And him and I will both get in trouble for being right again. Last time he was in Vegas, he announced to the crowd, Wayne Alaroot is in the audience. And this is what Trump said. Wayne Alaroot's in the audience. He only announced a couple of people. He announced our candidate for governor, Joe Lombardo, our candidate for senator, Adam Laxalt, and Wayne Alaroot. And he said, Wayne Alaroot's in the audience. What a great talk show. This guy always gets me in trouble. Whenever I go on a show, I get in trouble. I think that's hilarious. And I'm sure that his answer about children and vaccines will get him in trouble again. But if it gets him in trouble, then he said the right thing. And it'll get millions and millions of people to love him. I remember the day in the 2016 presidential race when Ben Carson was running against Donald Trump. And, of course, I always supported Trump, but I liked Ben Carson. I really did. Still do. And Ben Carson's starting a bank, by the way. Do you know that? He's starting a bank for conservatives because he says we're all going to get debanked. So now there's going to be a bank where you'll never get canceled. And believe me, he's working on setting it all up. He bought a bank, and now he's going to turn it into a nationwide bank. And as soon as it's ready, I'll be switching to his bank. That will be my bank forevermore. I will love to have Ben Carson as my banker. But Ben Carson announced to the world that, in his opinion, no Muslim should ever be president of the United States because in the Quran, you absolutely have to pledge that being a Muslim is more important than anything else, including being an American. And so you would not be loyal first to the United States of America. Right? You'd be loyal first to your religion. So he said, being that the case, I don't believe a Muslim should ever be president of the United States. And the media went crazy. And the media said what a horrible, racist, person he is. I guess you might even call it an anti-Semite. I don't know if anti-Semite, I don't think it means anti-Jewish. I think it means anti-anyone in the Semitic religion and Semitic geographical area, meaning Jews or Arabs. I think you could call someone anti-Semitic for being anti-Arab. Anyway, I guess you call him Islamophobic. That's probably a better way to describe it. They called him Islamophobic and a terrible person and he's evil. And he went up like 8 points in the polls. Because the average American said, that makes sense to me. Absolutely. Why would we allow a Muslim to be president of the United States, a Judeo-Christian nation? And, of course, all the liberals will freak out because I just said Judeo-Christian nation. You know what? Go screw yourself. As a person who believes in God and in religion and in Judaism and Christianity, as a person like that, I'll just say something to you anyway. Go F yourself. You could just go F yourself. Because you know what? We all believe what we believe. We don't really care what you think. We're past the point of giving a damn what any liberal thinks about anything. But I could tell you this much. What President Trump said about the child vaccination status is exactly right. And I think that I'll be proud to create trouble this time with him and I together in it again. Be proud over the Christmas holiday. Merry Christmas. Screw you, liberals. So, you know, that's our problem, man. The Republicans are a bunch of lightweights and a bunch of cowards and a bunch of pussy cats. That's the only way you could probably say it on the radio. And I'm just sick of it. I'm sick of it. I'm a fighter. You punch me in the face, I will punch you right in the nose. I not only don't back down, I will get up and I will kick you right in the balls and kick you three more times while you're on the ground. That's how you win a fight. I'm not a pussy cat. I know how to fight. Republicans have to learn how to fight. The Republicans who just signed the omnibus bill are the biggest bunch of losers and traitors in world history. They should be drummed out of town. Drummed out of Washington, D.C. with a mob chasing them. Not to kill them, because I don't ever recommend violence. I just mean metaphorically. A mob saying, you're not a Republican, you don't deserve to be my senator, you don't deserve to represent the United States, you're a corrupt piece of garbage. It's Wayne Allyn-Root for Vertical Research Advisory. For more than 30 years, Kip Herridge has been a leader in the financial industry, taking 7 companies public and raising hundreds of millions of dollars for great American companies. In 2003, Kip founded the VRA, his global investment and economic newsletter. His top-performing recommendations have beaten the market 16 out of 19 years. I've known Kip for more than 20 years, and I've seen his incredible results firsthand. He's the Nostradamus of the stock market. Let Kip prove to you how his VRA system works. Exclusively for my fans, Kip is offering his VRA membership completely free for 2 weeks. You'll get his new best-selling book, The Big Bribe, for free as well. Join now at VRAinsider.com. Get your free 2-week membership at VRAinsider.com, the place where patriots go for their investment advice. Is it time that you became the smart money and learn how to crush the markets? Join now at VRAinsider.com, VRAinsider.com. Do you own a small or medium-sized business? Do you like paying huge taxes to Uncle Sam? What if you could save a ton of money? Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. My friend Julio Gonzalez and his team at Engineer Tax Services, ETS, can help you keep more of your own money, perhaps a lot more. What ETS does is help regular businesses like yours by working with your accountant to obtain the types of advanced, complex, lucrative tax credits that usually only go to billion-dollar corporations. ETS is the leading tax expert in America. Their tax attorneys, engineers, and scientists have performed millions of these tax services, and they've saved regular businesses like yours billions of dollars. ETS minimizes your tax liabilities and maximizes your wealth, just like the billion-dollar multinational corporations, except they do it for the little guy, working directly with your accountant. Call Engineer Tax Services today to get a free, no-cost analysis. Call 800-236-6519, 800-236-6519, or visit engineeredtaxservices.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. Vitamins have been the foundation of my success, my incredible energy, vitality, and my perfect health for decades. Now I'm so excited to tell you about our newest vitamin company sponsor, Global Healing. Global Healing was founded in 1998 by Dr. Group. He is one of President Trump's health advisors. Impressive. Global Healing has all the crucial vitamins you need for boosting your immune system, including liquid vitamin C and B3, zinc, and quercetin, all made in the USA. But their number one best-selling product is
one of a kind. Oxy Powder. Dr. Krupp reports all disease begins in the gut. Oxy Powder uses the power of oxygen to gently cleanse your gut of toxins. Oxy Powder is the key to producing more energy, vitality, and health. Cleanse your gut. Change your life. Right now, get a 15% discount, plus Dr. Krupp's Emergency Immune Strengthening Guide for free, plus a 100% one-year money-back guarantee. Go to globalhealing.com/war. That's globalhealing.com/war.
Raw and unfiltered.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
All right, Wayne on the roots on fire. My last segment before Christmas, because the last half hour of this hour will be a best of Wayne, kind of a replay, I think, from yesterday, because even my board op and producer, Chris, is off on holiday. He just left yesterday. So I think he prepared the last half hour of this last hour as a best of Wayne. So I'm doing one more segment live. This is me live, not on Memorex. And then, you know, I want to make sure I wish everybody a really Merry Christmas. And if you don't listen again for another week, Happy New Year. If you're going on vacation, Happy New Year. Or if you're just not at work, so you're not driving around in a car and you're not listening to the radio, then Happy New Year. So Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and Happy New Year to all of you. I will be off tomorrow. It'll be Best of Wayne Friday, and then it'll be Best of Wayne Monday, and then I'll be in again Tuesday and Wednesday of next week, New Year's week. I will be in before we get to the new year on radio. On Lindell TV, I will be off because Lindell TV is off. I would have done the show Tuesday and Wednesday, but Lindell TV has taken the entire week between Christmas and New Year's off. But they're running reruns of my show. So you can go to Frank's Beach every day at 7 o'clock Eastern, 4 Pacific, and you can get a rerun of my show every day. And my show is always, as you know, entertaining. Always. Even if it's a week old. Believe me, it's entertaining. And by the way, that's the thing about politics that's so strange. Nothing happens. Now, of course, my grandmother used to say, no kunahuras. I don't know if that's a Yiddish word or a German word, but it means, you know, don't put a curse on it. Nothing ever seems to happen on weekends or on holidays. Nothing ever happens between Christmas and New Year's because the whole Washington is off. The president is off. The Congress is off. So nothing happens. Now, maybe this will be the one year something happens. But even when nothing happens, when the whole week is off, there's something to talk about. There's always something to talk about in this business. That's what's great about this business. There's never a moment where I have nothing to talk about, you know? Never. But I'll be back next Tuesday and Wednesday on the radio. But more importantly, tune in Saturday, meaning day after tomorrow. Tune in this Saturday to Real America's Voice TV network and watch my interview with President Trump, because it's really eye-opening. It's a good interview. You know, every interview I have with him is a great one, because he's a friend. So he just loosens up, and I loosen up, and we just talk like two friends, and stuff comes out that would never come out in a normal interview. But I'll tell you this much. Trump is more popular than he's ever been, and I read that in the last hour. Top pollsters say that Trump's as strong as ever, and in their latest poll, Trump is up by 25 points over DeSantis. I think you're all wishing very hard, and you're just wishing against reality. Trump will be the nominee. No matter what happens, Trump will be the nominee. As long as he's alive and well and full capacity of his mind, and you know, looking as Biden as an example, you never know when someone gets older. But as long as Trump has full capacity of mind and he's healthy, he will be the nominee in 2024. It's as simple as that. And you could wish all you want that DeSantis will be the nominee. He won't be. It will be Trump. He's ahead by 25 points. And what's important is it's the low point Trump will ever be at. There is no lower than right now. You know, the only thing as low as where he is right now is when they released the video and he said he likes to grab women by the you-know-what. You know, that Access Hollywood video. I mean, that was impossible that man could come back and win the election a month later. Impossible once that video was let out that any woman in America voted for him, and he won the election, and lots of women voted for him. So if you ever count Trump out, you're an idiot. You're a fool. You're dreaming. Don't ever count Trump out, ever. And I think what's interesting is sitting in front of me is an article, Bill Maher and Mark Cuban on Bill Maher's show, his podcast, not his TV show on HBO, but Bill Maher is a podcast, and they did a podcast last night, and Bill Maher and Mark Cuban blast Gavin Newsom's California, and they both said it's just about people crapping on the street. And they didn't use the word crap either. They used the SH word. That's what the whole California is about now. That's Bill Maher, the liberal, and Mark Cuban, who's basically a liberal. Maher said, this state is nuts. With Cuban adding, I could not live here as a permanent resident just because of the taxes and the regulations. And he said, look at what's happening in San Francisco. An entire industry is getting pushed out. The whole technology industry went from, okay, this is great, to it's just about crapping on the street. And Bill Maher said, I was going to say the cleaning up the crap off the street industry is doing really well. And Cuban replied, really well. You know the apps that say where you can go take a crap? That's California. So even liberals who hate Trump are all admitting that Democrats who run states and cities ruin everything they touch. And they do. They do. All right, last minute of my last segment before Christmas holiday. And I want to wish all of you a happy Hanukkah, a merry, merry Christmas, and a happy New Year. Don't worry about all the negative stuff, because, look, I talk about that all day on the show so that you can get it out. Because no one else is talking about it. You go, wow, there's finally someone who thinks like me. There's finally someone who's talking about it. But nonetheless, I'm going to have a great Christmas. My kids are here. I love my kids. I love my wife. I love my dogs. I hope you all have the same thing and you love your Christmas. Love it, love it, love it. Because next year will be a tough year. So make sure you love and enjoy this holiday like nothing you've ever loved and enjoyed. And be safe. And if you're traveling, be careful and be safe. And get to family. I love you and I appreciate you. That's why I rarely ever miss a show. I've never been sick, never miss a show, whenever I can possible. Have yourselves a Merry Christmas. God bless you.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
War now.
U.S. USA News update. The president wants Americans to take the severe winter weather hitting large parts of the U.S. seriously. Blizzard warnings are in effect in many places due to a storm system affecting millions. Portland and the Pacific Northwest are getting slammed.
The Pacific Northwest is bracing for an ice storm, in particular in the Portland area. Thousands of people already waking up Thursday to power outages from strong winds. A major winter storm moving into Oregon expected to cause even more power outages throughout the weekend.
Ukrainian officials are optimistic soldiers will be trained quickly on the Patriot missile defense system. The U.S. is set to provide the advanced defense system as part of an additional $1.8 billion assistance package. Target is recalling more than 200,000 pillow fort weighted blankets. This is after two girls zipped themselves inside and suffocated. Dave Collins, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
right, Wayne on the Root. The Root's on fire. Welcome back to the show. We'll have Dick Morris with us in just a moment to discuss the new monstrosity $1.7 trillion omnibus spending bill that is outrageous, and several Republicans are so dumb they voted for it. What morons. Do you realize Democrats could have passed it without our votes? So what do they need to vote for it for? Why would they even go on the record to support it? They're a bunch of morons. All right, Nevada Corporate Headquarters is the sponsor of this segment of the show. If you're a business owner, real estate investor, or someone who has an asset to protect, any asset at all, then you really want to listen up. I've got an exciting free offer for you. Not all states are created equal. Some states have laws that make it easy to sue and take away your...
Capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, if you want to call in, we're taking calls. No guests this hour. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAY. Any of you been banned? Why were you banned? What do you think about what happened to me, Wayne Allen Root? Give us a call, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. By the way, you can email me anytime, WayneRoot@gmail.com, and you can find all my commentaries and columns and videos at RootForAmerica.com. Root, R-O-O-T, for America.com. Here's an interesting story. Nothing to do with politics, but caught my eye because I do love a good steak. And an Israeli startup prints the world's first ribeye. Is the world crazy or what? Is the world getting wild or what? You can print a ribeye? Israeli-based Aleph Farms has created the world's first slaughter-free steak using three-dimensional bioprinting and real cells from a cow. Aleph teamed up with biomedical researchers at the Technion Israel Institute of Technology to print lab-grown ribeyes intended for human consumption without slaughtering an animal. It incorporates muscle and fat similar to its slaughtered counterpart, adding that steaks taste just like a juicy ribeye steak you'd buy from the butcher. Aleph's technology is unique. It prints actual living cells that are then incubated to grow, differentiate, and interact in order to acquire the texture and qualities of a real steak. Didier Tubia, co-founder and CEO of Aleph Farms, called the 3D printed meat a breakthrough. He added, "This milestone for me marks a major leap in fulfilling our vision of leading a global food system transition towards a more sustainable, equitable, and secure world. While lab-grown meat is in its infancy, it will take the company a couple of years to advance the technology to scale production up to be commercially available." If you thought 3D printed steaks are weird, Readers may recall not too long ago, we reported California food company Eat Just Inc. received the all-clear by Singapore to sell lab-grown chicken meat. So I guess the question I would have is, does this count as real meat or real chicken, and therefore is it something a vegetarian could eat because you're no longer killing animals? Couldn't a vegetarian finally eat meat and chicken because you didn't kill an animal? I would think so. And it certainly is now climate change friendly, right? Lab-grown meat is going to cut down on CO2 emissions because no more farting cows, right? I don't think a fake cow farts, right? They're not printing 3D cow farts, are they? So you would think it's all wonderful with the liberals, you would think. I don't know. The other big news story, by the way, that I have not gotten to on today's show is of the Lincoln Project. Can you excuse me for a minute? Just had to get that in. Because the Lincoln Project is a bunch of losers that hated Trump so much, they were deranged people with Trump derangement syndrome. And they claimed they were Republicans, they hated Trump so much, and they were so vicious to him, and it turns out they're led by a bunch of pedophiles, they're led by a bunch of sexual perverts, they're led by guys who harassed children, I guess. You know what, maybe I'm saying it wrong. He harassed everybody looking for a job, and they were probably 19-year-olds and 20-year-olds. Maybe he's not a pedophile. Pedophile would be by definition, right, if you're harassing like 8-year-olds or 5-year-olds. These were people looking for jobs. Steve Schmidt was the co-founder of the Lincoln Project, and he is resigning because the other guy, John Weaver, turned out to be pressuring a lot of men and boys who tried to get involved in his little orbit against Trump into having sex. And they were likely abuse of power, illegal acts, I would think, based on descriptions of them. But these guys, again, I've said this so many times over the last few months, that somebody turns out to be a weirdo, someone turns out to be a pervert, someone turns out to be a liar, someone turns out to be an evil, mean-spirited person that is abusing everybody around them at work. And these are all never Trumpers. There's something they've got in common. These are not good people. These are not happy people. All the people that hated Trump have their own problems in their own lives. Something's wrong with them. So news just broke. Lincoln Project co-founder Steve Schmidt is resigning from the group's board. As a reminder, here's what he said earlier. The Lincoln Project will be delighted to open its books for an audit immediately after the Trump campaign and all affiliated super PACs do so in response to inquiries about how much of the donations went to their personal bank accounts rather than ads designed to defeat Trump. In his statement, he claims, and so this is, and John Weaver's the one who was doing the molesting. He claims he was molested as a 13-year-old. Of course, they've all got excuses. Just fall back on Me Too. Everybody got molested when they were a little kid, and that's why now they molest others. Sorry, that doesn't hold water. That's not an excuse. The group of lifelong Republican Party consultants, see, this is what's wrong with the Republican Party. And these are all people that went on TV and badmouthed Wayne Root. You know, one of them, and I never remember which is the one. I don't know if it was Rick Wilson, Steve Schmidt, or John Weaver. But one of them went on with Rachel Maddow on MSNBC and spent like 7 minutes of a huge segment just completely denigrating Wayne Allyn Root. This was like 7 years ago, right before Trump, 6 or 7 years ago. And they just had the worst things to say about me because I'm a real conservative. And they always say it by saying, see, I'm a real Republican. And this guy, Wayne Root, is terrible and he ruins our party. Really, you're a real Republican. Yeah. Group of lifelong Republican Party consultants who, under the name of the Lincoln Project, got very rich in 2020 with anti-Trump online messaging, have now spent weeks responding to numerous scandals on multiple fronts. Despite the gravity of these scandals, its conduct the Thursday night was in a whole new category of sleaze. And not only infuriated the longtime allies, but also constituted the abuse of Twitter's platform to commit likely illegal acts. The primary effect of the Lincoln Project was to personally enrich its key operatives, I'm reading an article from Zero Hedge, by cynically exploiting the fears of U.S. liberals. Reporting throughout 2020 conclusively demonstrated the vast majority of the tens of millions of dollars raised by the group was going to firms controlled by its founders. One of its most prominent founders, Rick Wilson, personally collected $65,000 for liberals through GoFundMe for an anti-Trump film he kept promising, but which never came. To this date, he refused to explain what he did with the money. a study. Did you realize I've started a couple of PACs in my life and I never took a penny? A penny! I mean, I didn't even take $1.50 for a Coca-Cola. Nothing! These guys get rich off these PACs. They're such criminals. On Monday, the Associated Press published a comprehensive exposé with new facts about two of the group's growing scandals. It reported in June 2020. Members of the organization's leadership were informed in writing and in subsequent phone calls of at least 10 specific allegations of harassment against co-founder John Weaver, including two involving Lincoln Project employees, directly contradicting the group's emphatic denial that it knew nothing about Weaver's misconduct until the New York Times reported on them at the end of January. As AP delicately put it, these new materials raise questions about the Lincoln Project statement last month that it was shocked when accusations surfaced publicly this year. The gay news outlet, The Washington Blade, published emails and other correspondence demonstrating the high likelihood that the group's denials regarding its past knowledge of Weaver's misconduct were false. Anyway, I could go on and on and on. I'm not going to go on and on and on. It's disgusting, absolutely disgusting. It makes me want to retch. This guy was like a gay, perverted, serial gay sexual abuser who went after everybody that went near him. A predator. This is the way Fox News put it in a simple paragraph. Lincoln Project co-founder Steve Schmidt resigned from the embattled anti-Trump organization Friday night, claiming he did so to make room for the appointment of a female board member as the first step to reform of the Lincoln Project. Axios was the first to report on Schmidt's exit, which follows an exodus of senior staff since the Associated Press and New York Magazine ran bombshell reports indicating the leadership at the Lincoln Project were aware of at least 10 sexual harassment allegations against co-founder John Weaver. Two of those allegations involved Lincoln Project employees who were communicated to leadership after Schmidt and other colleagues denied having any knowledge of Weaver's behavior. In any case, basically, you know, from what I've read, this guy Weaver was just a sexual predator. And it's just like Harvey Weinstein, except he's a gay version of Harvey Weinstein. And so every guy that tried to work for the Lincoln Project, you know, got the same treatment. You know, yeah, sure. You have sex with me. You do this to me. You do that to me. You tie me up in bed and, you know, I'll make sure you get hired. That's the kind of people you're dealing with here. Disgusting people. Terrible people. But a gay version of Harvey Weinstein. So all I could say is, I'm the real Republican conservative. I'm not into weird things. I'm not a pervert. I've never done anything evil. I've never hurt anybody. I've never pressured anyone in my life into having sex. You guys did all that, but then you attacked people like me and Donald Trump for believing in a wall, for believing in lower taxes, for believing in less regulations, for believing this is a Judeo-Christian nation, for believing that capitalism is good. What's bad about any of those things? What's extreme about any of those things? Nothing. The American people are on my side in every one of those things. But you went on MSNBC and you badmouthed me. You pissed on me for no reason. Except you're hateful, horrible people, you're evil, and you're all liberal Democrats masquerading as Republicans. You've got nothing to do with the Republican Party or conservatism at all. You're frauds. Every one of you that hated Trump was a fraud. All right, sponsor of this segment, Freedom Health Alliance. Speaking of stress, I mean, this nation is under such stress and such turmoil. Your immune systems are facing the most stress maybe in history. Freedom Health Alliance is like the cavalry coming to the rescue. They offer remarkable natural products to supercharge your immune system. And now they've got a very special package of products only for my fans and listeners, saving you 50%, 5-0, on products that I personally use and love. My personal favorite, Active Silver Solution. But I put them together. Active Silver Solution, Liquid Vitamin D Complex, Premium Probiotic Formula, Natural Immune Support, handpicked by me for you, 50% off. Call Freedom Health Alliance toll-free, 888-910-0341, 888-910-0341. Use promo code WAR, get 50% off the Root Freedom Bundle, 888-910-0341, or go to freedomhealthalliance.com.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey there, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee. And men, I have a special challenge for you. I want to encourage you in this Valentine's month of February to love yourself and to love your wife. Do you know the number one thing you can do to love your wife is to...
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, don't forget my book, Trump Rules. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, anywhere fine books are sold. And, of course, my podcast, which is now 7 days a week, War Raw. You can find that anywhere you download podcasts, including Spotify and Apple, et cetera, et cetera. And you can email me anytime, wayneroot@gmail.com. And you can find all my commentaries and my videos at rootforamerica.com. Were you here when I was talking about Berkeley University and the incredible lockdown? You may only use the restroom when it's not occupied by another resident. These are the communal restrooms. You're not allowed to leave your room for solo outdoor exercise. Students who violate the sequestering requirements could be subject to serious residential conduct sanctions. Students are encouraged to report violations of the guidelines by other students. Megan Wang, a sophomore at UC Berkeley, told Campus Reform the students who went back to campus are being put under house arrest. This is like being under arrest. It's like being in a prison cell. This is so crazy, especially now. You know, look, I can't see this ever. I can't. It's not like I'm saying I would have agreed to it if it happened last March. But if it happened last March, it would make more sense than now. This is just stupid. Can you imagine now? COVID's going away. There's no reason for it. It's just insanity squared. It's like going to prison, not college. And then as far as voter fraud, you know the thing that Twitter doesn't want me to talk about anymore? You know why? Because we're right about it. That's the sign you're right. Don't you understand? You're right above the bullseye. You're right above the bullseye. The flak gets heaviest when you're right above the target. The web reports could not be confirmed. Virginia Delegate Chris Head responds to ballot dumps of 300,000 in Virginia. 300,000 Biden votes to zero. A Republican delegate from the Virginia House provided a response to a constituent's questions about the 2020 presidential election results in Virginia. The response leads to more questions. A Virginia resident shared a post from the Gateway Pundit. See? They're the only ones on top of this. In the above report, we noted overall, three entries of over 300,000 votes for Biden were posted in the database to Biden's vote total in Virginia. Two entries of over 300,000 votes were taken away from Trump. We also reported that a judge looked at the state's methods of counting absentee ballots and ruled against them. One of those changes allowed ballots arriving after Election Day without a postage mark indicating when they were mailed to be counted. Now a circuit court judge has ruled that the rule in question violates state statutes and the practice will be banned in the future. Okay, but Biden's president, Trump's not. That's not right. The purpose of our article was to point out that Virginia had five large vote recordings that were over 300,000 ballots for Biden that were suspect, and the state allowed ballots to be counted that had no evidence of being mailed. Both of these items indicate large-scale fraud in Virginia. A Virginia resident forwarded our post to a Republican representative who provided the following information in an email to their constituents who received a copy of the response. The representative starts off referencing Dominion, which was not even mentioned in our post, and suggests that Trump won 24 or 27 localities in Virginia, and therefore the election there was no problem with Dominion machines. The representative even provided a list, but not including Fairfax. It is unknown what logic was used to make this argument. Next, the representative stated the local committee chairman had no problem with a portion of Dominion's work and noted that Dominion has sued some people, insinuating, therefore, they must be legitimate. Next, the representative claims the Gateway Pundit data is manipulated two times. First, in Edison Research, the numbers only appear as whole integers, unlike in the Gateway Pundit article. Second, Edison Research's data had the margin of votes from a few hundred to over 2,000 edited. What the representative claims is the Edison data is in whole numbers. This is not true. The data received from the New York Times live feed on election night does not include whole numbers, and they had to be derived from the report. This is what the media was using to report the official results for the election. Second, the file we received was for all of Virginia, which accounts for the small differences between our numbers and the representative's numbers, which are for Fairfax County only. Next, the representative notes the following regarding the massive vote dumps in Fairfax County. First large vote dump entry. You know what? I don't even want to go into this. You get it. They're making excuses. The Republicans are scared to death to say the election was stolen because they think they'll get canceled by Twitter and Facebook and everybody else. So they don't want to say the election was stolen. That's all it comes down to. They're scared of their own shadow or they're in on it. How about Colorado? Colorado's 2020 election results are also in, and they're suspect. Biden's numbers raise serious red flags. The alleged turnout is more like Saddam Hussein's Iraq than the United States. Here are the red flags. First of all, too many people voted. 85% of the voters in Colorado voted in the election. Okay, they claim that Biden beat Donald Trump by a crazy number. In 16, Trump lost Colorado by 100,000 or so votes to Hillary. Hillary got 1.3 million votes to Trump's 1.2. Obama got 1.2 in Colorado in 2008, 1.3 in 2012. But in the 2020 election, Joe Biden got 1.8 million votes in Colorado to Trump's 1,366,000. We're supposed to believe this? Joe Biden improved on Hillary's haul by 465,000 votes with a turnout of 85%, and he never campaigned once in Colorado. And keep in mind, Trump was up by 166,000 votes over last time. He increased by 166, but Biden attracted 460,000 more votes than Obama. Impossible.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.